My name is David Guzik, and I lead a ministry called Enduring Word. And what do we do at Enduring Word? Well, our mission or vision statement says this: Enduring Word exists to promote the work of Christian discipleship and evangelism worldwide, mainly through the publication and dissemination of the Bible teaching work of David Guzik and like-minded people. Well, I'm David Guzik, and so the main thing that's distributed by Enduring Word is my commentary on the entire Bible. So to accomplish this goal, we give away Bible study resources that we believe are helpful for at least some for Christian discipleship and evangelism, and we do this at no charge. We give away these resources on our own website and on partner websites, on Bible apps, both our own apps and others. We give away these Bible resources on YouTube, through podcasts, through email, through social media, and through radio. And all of it for free. All of it with no subscription, no VIP levels, and with no paid ads on any of our own websites or apps. So what's happened with all of these platforms in 2022? Well, I'm happy to say that under the blessing of God, and because of the prayers of people like you and many other believers, our reach just keeps on growing. Now, for example, the Enduring Word main website, the English website, with commentary on the entire Bible, with lots of Bible teaching on video and audio format, again, with no paid ads, we have more than 3.5 million page views a month. That's up 17% over 2021. If you're curious, our top 10 nations that come visit us are the USA, the Philippines — hey, go Philippines, you're number two — USA, Philippines, the UK, Canada, India, Australia, South Africa, Nigeria, Singapore, and then Kenya. And the top 10 cities that people use our content from are New York, Chicago, Singapore, Atlanta, Dallas, Nairobi, London, Lagos, Los Angeles, and Ashburn, Virginia. I don't exactly understand that one, but I'm grateful for it. So what a wonderful year it's been, with a substantial increase in the number of people who use Enduring Word resources at our main website. But it's also been a breakthrough year for the Enduring Word app in both the iOS and Android platforms. We've had the unbelievable blessing of help from some beautiful people to revise and develop the app, with access to Bible commentary and lots of other resources. More than 500,000 people have downloaded our free app on both the Apple Store, Google Play Store. That's more than 1.8 million page views a month. That's up 38% over 2021. Then we have our Enduring Word YouTube channel. That includes a daily devotional, a weekly live Q&A, and lots more content that we send out weekly. Now we're up over 95,000 subscribers. God willing, in a couple months, we'll be over 100,000. And we have more than 350,000 views per month. That's up over 60% over last year. And our specific language dedicated websites grew in 2022. Now we have Enduring Word subdomains in Spanish, Arabic, Chinese, Farsi, Russian, Italian, Portuguese, and German. That's a combined 550,000 page views a month. Again, up 15% from 2021. The Enduring Word Bible commentary is still available on Blue Letter Bible. That's a great website with a ton of amazing Bible resources. And they offer our website in both English and Spanish, as well as audio resources. That comes out to about 1.4 million page views a month. Then, the Enduring Word Bible commentary is also on some significant Bible resource apps or platforms in other languages, such as the WeDevote app in Chinese and the Injil.com app in Arabic. That's a combined more than 100,000 page views a month. This is our second year of putting YouVersion Bible reading plans in English, Spanish, Arabic, Farsi, Chinese, German, Russian, Italian, Portuguese, and Farsi. That's 10 languages in all. Combined, we have about 250,000 subscribers to our YouVersion Bible reading plans. That's up 500% than the previous year, 2021. We send out a weekly email devotional in English to almost 20,000 readers, to Spanish readers of more than 10,000, and then as well German, Portuguese, and Italian audiences. I send out, when I can, a bi-weekly encouragement email to pastors. That's almost 10,000 people on that list. And then our Enduring Word social media content goes out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, in English, Spanish, Portuguese, and German. Enduring Word content also goes out on podcast, on Apple, Google Play, Spotify, and other platforms. This is my teaching through books of the Bible, verse by verse, as well as our daily devotional, the weekly Q&A, and other content that we deliver. To be honest, we don't have great metrics for our podcast, but we know it numbers in the hundreds of thousands every year. Then on top of all of that, we have our radio program, The Enduring Word, that's broadcast on dozens of radio stations Monday through Friday across the United States. Now, on top of all that, or in conjunction with all of that, is our translation work. We continue to translate the Enduring Word Bible commentary into the world's most used languages and a few strategic languages. In that effort, in 2022, we launched a new dedicated website for the commentary in Italian, in Portuguese, in Russian, in German, and in Farsi, adding to our websites in Spanish, Arabic, and Chinese. And what we love about those websites is those readers, those users of the Bible commentary, don't have to go through an English website. They can go directly to a website in their language and use the Bible study resources. And so it's wonderful that we continue the translation work and then the platforming of the Bible commentary into those dedicated language subdomains. We invest a huge amount into our translation and foreign language work. It's our biggest single expense, but we're happy to do what we can to get quality, free, helpful Bible resources into the hands of a global audience. Now, all of this adds up to a reach of more than 90 million clicked on views of material a year. And look, when I say clicked on, I mean something more than something that drifts into someone's social media timeline, something that they scroll through. I'm talking about content that comes to people actively, not passively. They have to click on something or with a keystroke or with a touch of their screen, they come to one of our resources more than 90 million times in the year 2022. All of that for free. And as I said at the beginning, we don't have VIP areas or a special content only for paid subscribers. No, all of what we offer is for free. We don't even accept paid ads for the best use, I should say, that people can have of the experience that we have on our websites and on our apps. Now, friends, this is only possible because of the generosity of our donors. We have some who give a little. We have our widows who give their mites, and we're so grateful for it. And we have some people who are able to give more. But we appreciate everyone who partners with our work through either prayer or a donation. You see, I believe that God's hand is upon the work of Enduring Word. And it's because a lot of people pray for the work of Enduring Word. If that's you, thank you. Please, we invite you to make mention of our work in prayer. I'm not expecting a half hour of war room intercession every day, but if you'll just regularly make mention in prayer, that would be wonderful. You know, something like this. Lord, bless Pastor David and the work of Enduring Word, especially the work of translating the Bible commentary. And if you would like to financially partner with us, look, that's always appreciated. I do believe the principle that's reflected in Philippians chapter 4, verse 17, that when you join in our work through your generosity, The fruit of our ministry abounds to your account. You truly share in the reward of the fruit. Now, I gotta say, as I've given you the sort of statistics this year, I believe that's a lot of fruit. That's a lot of reward. And I'm thrilled for as many as possible to share in that reward. Of course, if you have any questions about what we do or how we do it, please ask and someone from our team will get back to you. That's one of the great blessings that we have here in our organization, Enduring Word. We have a wonderful team of both employees and people that we use on a contract basis to just come together to do a wonderful work. I'm so appreciative for that team. And I think what I've told you here today kind of demonstrates God is using their efforts in a marvelous way. So friends, thanks and blessings to you in Jesus' name.